DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
Yeah, I'm a wanderer.
Love it.
Thank you so much, Scotty. Yes, he is the wildlife wanderer, Curtis Dvorak. We were just talking about the genesis of your name.
Yes.
So it's not Dvorak.
Dvorak, the composer. Yes, the great Dvorak, the composer. His fifth symphony, I think, is a big one. No, we're not directly related because in the old Czechoslovakia, apparently Dvorak is just like Smith over
okay.
here.
Interesting.
Yeah, pretty common name.
Yeah, interesting. So tell us what's going on. Well, first of all, we have to ask for an update. The last
yes.
time you were here, Archie the Rhino was having some very big and
dental
important
work.
Dental work
yeah.
happening.
Yeah,
yes.
he had the tooth extracted. He's been back on exhibit for a while. He's doing good. But yeah, 54 years old plus now because he turned 54 earlier. Again, we said it last time, but the oldest male white rhino in the world. We think he's the oldest white rhino in the world, the female that's slightly older. They don't have papers on her birth. We have it on his, so
okay.
we're pretty, you know, we're just technically speaking.
Where was he born?
That is a great question. I should know that answer.
Next time you come, you'll let us know.
I should know that.
But
maybe he was born at the zoo. I have to find that out.
He's quite prolific, right?
Yeah, he has 60 plus offspring.
Wow.
And so he has dramatically helped the population with all kinds of education and conservation efforts.
Okay, so he's doing well, but still being watched because he's older.
Yeah, he's older. So when you go out to the zoo, there's three rhinos in out there that you're looking at, and the one with the orange back is Archie. And the reason it's orange is kind of orange is there. It's clay. It's a clay treatment. He gets clay spa treatments.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
I'm gonna move into the zoo and get a clay treatment every day.
It's a clay treatment to keep the. I guess to protect him and also keep the buzzards and stuff off him. But yeah, he's the one that has the orange back. You can always tell Archie apart from the other two.
And why do the other two not get a clay treatment?
I don't know. Maybe they just haven't gotten to that age yet. I'll have to ask the keepers that.
Okay, so 54 and up at the Jacksonville Zoo, apparently you get a clay treatment. I like it. So why are you wearing, you're very tiger themed today.
Very tiger themed. I got the tiger hat from the Detroit Tigers from my trip in Michigan. I was going to share with Rich. But tigers, the reason I have that on is because there's a tasting with tigers coming up. August 24th, and it's a members-only event. Again, I have a couple members-only events out there. Folks, I apologize, but I told you, we've talked to you about this. Yeah, membership, it costs you 2.5 visits. You get 360 for free, plus you get invited to really special events like this. And so it's Tastings with Tigers, August 24th. You arrive around 5:30. You'll take the train to the back. There's an educational session. There's tiger enrichment. You're going to see the tigers play with a bunch of really cool stuff. There's gourmet tastings. Asian-inspired hors d'oeuvres paired with a selection of beer and wine, and there's art for conservation. You're going to get a chance to purchase unique paintings created by the resident tigers. And we got three tiger cubs out there, so you're going to have some tiger cub paintings and stuff that they painted. It's mostly paw prints. Let's
okay.
say, you know,
You don't want to misrepresent.
Yeah, I don't want to misrepresent it.
They're not grabbing a paintbrush in their mouths.
No, our elephants do that.
Yeah.
Our elephants can do that.
I've seen that.
But it's a really cool opportunity, and it's inside. So just so you know, you're not going to be out in the heat. It's inside the tiger viewing area, which is AC. But if you've also been in there and you know it, it's small.
Mm-hmm.
So this will sell out. So
okay.
that's that one you need to get on. Members, tiger tastings.
Members and adults only.
Yes, members.
Adults only because there are some refreshments.
No, I don't know that it's... I don't think
on
that
the website.
Was 21 and up. I don't think that was 21 up. The information, again, jacksonvillezoo.org. Go to events. You can find all that there. But we also have art in the gardens. Yoga in the gardens. August 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th. This is also for members only. But you want to get out to the zoo at a really special time, 7:45 to 8:45 in the morning. Nobody's out there. Stroll through the zoo. Get some yoga in the gardens there. Members, you got a great chance to do that. Four different options. Again, jacksonvillezoo.org for those. And here's some stuff for everybody. Everyone is welcome at Bowling for Rhinos. Bowling for Rhinos is coming up August 2nd. That one's coming up real quick. And it's a really cool event over at the Bat Family Fun Center on Cassett Ave. And that's 6 to 9 August 2nd. And again, proceeds are going to help us benefit conservation efforts for the rhinos. So Bowling for Rhinos. And then, of course, everyone out there, this event you've been to before, it used to be Brew at the Zoo. It is now called Conservation on Draft because we are a conservation organization, connecting people with wildlife and wild places, as we love to say. But Conservation on Draft is an amazing event. You're talking beer. This is 21 and up. Mm-hmm. This is 21 and up only. September 13th, 6:30 to 9:30. And it's beer and food from great restaurants around town and local breweries, and all kinds of conservation talks and really cool stuff around the zoo. So a lot of great stuff coming up at the zoo that you can get involved at. Again, JacksonvilleZoo.org for all that.
And I think a lot of people, first of all, we will share an image of your Detroit Tigers hat with Rich because he's on vacation. So we appreciate the fact that you did that and you thought of Rich.
No problem.
And I think a lot of people don't understand the fact that the zoo is not just a zoo. There are gardens there as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Pretty impressive gardens.
Unbelievable gardens. It's a botanical gardens. Our horticulture department is second to none. It is one of the really cool things about, as I've watched the zoo grow over the years, 28 years here in town, it's really neat. You feel like you're just walking through a park and then, boom, around a corner, there's a giraffe's head sticking up, you know, and then it's like, oh, more plants and beautiful plants. I'm not talking, it's not just like the same type of stuff. It's hundreds of different colors all around you. And so it's really neat. The work they do is amazing.
And for a membership is pretty reasonable.
Yeah. Membership basically costs you the same price as going 2.5 times, and then you get 360 more visits in a year for free. So your membership is annual from when you sign up, not, you know, there's not halfway through the calendar year. So right now, it would be a great time to go out and get the membership. We got a bunch of member events coming up. Plus, you know, we get towards the end of the year, Colors of the Wild and some of those other things. Some of those big events, our members get to come out first. Mm-hmm. And you also get discounts on all of those events, on Colors of the Wild, everything. You get discounted tickets versus the general public. So it more than covers itself. And then ultimately what you're doing is you're helping the zoo and you're helping us take care of these animals. Everybody understands business out there listening to this radio station. Listen, memberships help us because it gives us a solid foundation of funds. So it's great to have more members. And again, you get really cool access to information. And of course, if you listen to WOKV News, you get great information once a month on your zoo news here.
That's right. And discounts on tchotchkes too, like shirts and
yeah. You get discounts on all of your food and all of your merchandise.
Do we say tchotchkes in tchotchkes, Northeastern Florida?
I know
you're a Jersey guy. So.
I grew up in Jersey, so tchotchkes is like...
Benjamin's giving us the nod. Yes, we say tchotchkes. Yeah. Okay, good.
couple construction updates. For those who we've talked about this, the zoo is in the middle of an amazing transformation right now. We have a brand new entrance being built that you probably didn't really know was going on. But now when you pull into the zoo, you're going to see some concrete pillars rising out of the dirt. So we have a bunch of concrete pillars already up in the thing. It's not going to be open until next year, but it is an amazing Manatee River new entrance that is being built thanks to Wayne and Dolores Barr Weaver. They've been amazing partners with us for years. But the new entrance is starting to take shape. You're starting to see it come out of the ground. And then one other really big thing for boaters out there, we talked about it, the pier path, the brand new pier that was donated to us. The pier path is complete, but we're still working on the kind of logistics of how we're going to get people in when they check in out there, because you used to be able to come to the zoo by boat and get in for free.
Mm-hmm.
Liability and stuff. Now we can't just have people walking in. So
I didn't know that you could go up for free.
You used to be able to roll up to the zoo, park
just
at the dock.
Sneak in, yeah.
No, you just park at the dock and you walk right up. They allowed it. They said, yeah, come on. If you come by boat, come on. So, but that path will be open hopefully here in the next couple months for boaters to come check out. But yeah, lots going on. And again, all because of this community support. Without it, we can't do what we do at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens.
For more information on the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, you go to jacksonvillezoo.org, or if you see Curtis around and about in the town, the Wildlife Wanderer, you can. I'm sure this is what you live and breathe, right?
Love it. I love it. Come up and ask me anything you want about it. I love talking about our zoo, and I love showing people our zoo. So if you've never been, come on out, and I'll show you a great time walking around the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens.
Curtis Dvorak, thank you so much. And your passion is so obvious.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me.
As is Scott's for your title.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.